I didn't really learn much because I had already been following my artist for a while on social media, and he's been an inspiration for me since I was little. But I mean, the entire experience of getting to make a documentary was, it was pretty fun to actually be able to like take all the information that I'd like learned about him all over the years and put it into a video. I didn't really learn much though. Except I did learn how to, I guess, make a video. During the entire process, I mean, it was pretty fun. I liked being able to put all the pictures together and get all the music, and it was really interesting to see the final product. We didn't really collaborate that much because, I mean, it was a pretty simple idea of what we wanted to do. But, I mean, I think it brought some of us together when we were all working on it, the students, because we were having fun and we liked to be able to talk to each other about what we were doing and how we wanted to do it. And I think that's something that a lot of the students do nowadays, is we collaborate. I'm not sure my artist documentary was the best. It was pretty okay. I mean, the finished product, I think everybody doesn't like to hear their voice. So, I mean, that was probably the only part that I disliked. I liked the other parts. I liked the music I added, and I liked the effects I made, but I definitely did not like my voice. But I don't think anybody does. Very few people can say they like their voice, so that's alright. I definitely learned, though, how to work with a little bit more with people, not so much, but I mean, it was, work a little bit more with the Windows Live Movie Maker. Me and my friends kind of got together and we had fun making different things and having different effects and trying different things out. So I definitely learned something, at least.